Hello, and welcome to the New Hermetics audio program, Charging Talismans. This is a simple program for charging talismanic objects with any desire. You may use this program for talismans created with the planetary sigils that you've learned elsewhere, or any other object that you might wish to charge magically, such as a piece of jewelry, or a natural object like a stone or a feather. If you are using an object other than the talismans you've been taught about elsewhere, the object should probably have some relationship or correspondence with the energy you are charging it with. In other words, if you are going to charge a stone with the energy of Mars, it would probably be best if the stone were red, or had five sides, or something like that. Before charging any object, you must decide three things about your talisman. First, you must decide its purpose. What specifically are you charging your talisman for? Second, you must decide who it's for. Will the energy work just for you, for anyone who holds the object, or for someone else only? And third, you must decide how long the talisman has to accomplish its job. 2 weeks? A month? Will the talisman last forever? The answers to these three questions form the statement of purpose that you will make at the start of this program. You should probably take a few minutes and answer these questions for yourself, so that you can charge your talisman most effectively. As with all magic, it is best to start with simple things at first and move to more complex desires, as your experience and beliefs can handle them. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to this program while you're in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you're listening to this program a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, please find a quiet place where you will be able to sit or lie down, undisturbed, in a comfortable position for the next half an hour or so. Now that you're in a comfortable position, allow yourself to settle into place, adjusting yourself into the perfect position. And once you're starting to relax, I'd like you to take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. And take a deep breath in. And let it out, relaxing. And take a deep breath in. And out. And in. And out. And in. And out. And continue breathing at your own pace, allowing yourself to become more and more relaxed with each breath. And as you're breathing and relaxing, I'd like you to use your three-finger meditation anchor to allow yourself to enter into the totally relaxed and focused altered state. And as you are becoming aware of your body, it is relaxing, and your mind is moving inward, and you are moving into your perfect state of focus. And you are starting to feel very calm and relaxed. And you can move your attention through your body, allowing each part to relax more and more fully as you focus upon it. You can relax your feet and your ankles and your calves and your knees and your thighs and your buttocks and your groin and your lower back and your stomach, and your chest, on your upper back and your shoulders, totally relaxing, and your arms, your elbows, your forearms and your hands and fingers, and you can relax your neck more and more deeply, and your face, in your head, and you can move more and more deeply into your perfect altered state. And now, you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. And you may open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. It is an empty square room with colored walls, yellow in the east before you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And I would like you to look up at this shining globe of white radiance above your head, and allow that radiance to shine down into you, filling your body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger, until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you look to the yellow wall of air in the east and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, knowledge. And you look to the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, will. And you look to the blue water wall of your inner temple, and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, daring. And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, silence. And you face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms to the form of a cross, saying, before me, intelligence, behind me, understanding, to my right, creation, to my left, manifestation. Seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places, allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And look up again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And in the midst of your inner temple, state the complete purpose of your talisman. The reason you are creating it, who it's for, and how long the talisman will remain in effect. And as you are stating this, check in with all parts of your being and make sure that this purpose is really something that you want to have happen. If you experience any sensations or images of doubt or disapproval, you must change your statement until you feel totally congruent, or else abandon this intention. Once you experience that all parts of your being congruently desire the purpose of this talisman, then you can proceed. In your inner temple, perceive the power or force you are attracting to your talisman as being outside and all around you. This may be images, feelings, sounds, or colors. You can visualize this force as descending into your inner temple or materializing from a specific quadrant. Feel this becoming more powerful. And as you feel the definite experience of the desired force all around you, hold up your talisman physically and in your imaginary hand in your inner temple. As you are holding on to your talisman, perceive the force that you are charging this talisman with, accumulating in your talisman. See it beginning to glow with the appropriate energy and feel that energy in your talisman. This will be a combination of visual and kinesthetic sensations. Accumulate all of the energy that you can into your talisman. Continue concentrating on this energy accumulating in your talisman. Feel it buzzing inside of your talisman, becoming an incredibly powerful force. As you are continuing to gather force into your talisman, begin to think again about the complete purpose of your talisman. Who it's for, how long it will be, and what its specific intention is. And continue drawing energy into this talisman. See it glowing, feel it. feel and see the talisman becoming incredibly powerful. Once you feel the experience of that desired force permeating your talisman in as powerful a way as you are capable of accomplishing, clearly visualize the talisman in your inner temple. Make sure that you see every detail of the talisman as clearly as you can. Now behind the talisman, begin to see an image of your accomplished desire as a picture that is behind the image of your talisman. Picture your accomplished desire in as much detail as possible, maintaining the image of the talisman in front of it. Picture what you will see when you've accomplished the desire, what you will feel, what you will hear, every detail of the experience of the accomplishment of the desire that this talisman has been created to produce. Now, begin to see this image of the accomplished desire move through your talisman until it is entirely in front of the talisman, now filling your view, so that all you see is the accomplished desire. Now again, visualize your talisman with the accomplished desire behind your talisman. And draw the image of your accomplished desire through the talisman until it fills your view and the talisman is gone. Again, visualize your talisman right in front of you, in every detail. And now draw the image of your accomplished desire through your talisman until it completely fills your view. Again, visualize your talisman and draw the image of your completed desire through the talisman. Again, visualize the talisman and draw the image of your accomplished desire through the talisman. Again, visualize your talisman totally clearly and draw the image of the completed desire through the talisman. Again, visualize your talisman and draw the image of your completed desire through the talisman. Visualize the talisman and draw the image of your completed desire through the talisman. Visualize the talisman, draw the completed desire through the talisman. Visualize the talisman, draw the completed desire through the talisman. Visualize the talisman, draw the completed desire through the talisman. Visualize the talisman, draw the completed desire through the talisman. Visualize the talisman, draw the completed desire through the talisman. Visualize the talisman, draw the completed desire through the talisman. The talisman completed desire. 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 Now, visualize the talisman once again and state the purpose of this talisman clearly once more. Visualize the talisman clearly, seeing every detail of it, and allow the image of the completed desire to automatically come through. Having charged your talisman in this way, look up at the globe of white light above your head and allow the talisman on the inner planes to move up into this white light to be accomplished. You have established a connection between cosmic consciousness and your talisman and your desire. Take a moment and move forward into the future in your mind and experience a time when you've already accomplished the desire that your talisman will produce. Experience what that will be like. See the images, hear the sounds, feel the feelings. Experience totally the accomplishment of the desire of this talisman. Now return once again to your inner temple and visualize that talisman in your hand once again. And for the final time, clearly state the purpose of your talisman. What it's for, who it's for, and how long it will be in effect. Now, I would like you to look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet and your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. and you look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple, and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, knowledge. And you look to the red fire wall of your inner temple, and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, will. And you look to the blue water wall of your inner temple, and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, daring. And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, silence. And you face the yellow wall once again, extending your imaginary arms to the form of a cross, and you say, before me, intelligence, behind me, understanding, to my right, creation, to my left, manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you, and look up once again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head, experiencing the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger, until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you turn to the western wall of your inner temple once again, and you go out through the door into normal body awareness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body and breathing. 2, becoming focused in the here and now. 3, knowing that your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, wiggling your fingers and toes. And 5, fully alert, refreshed, and relaxed. Fully alert, refreshed, and relaxed. This is the end of this program. Please fast forward the tape to properly cue up the other side for your next listening.